This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Naked truth in front of your ears. This is the DJB program with Jennifer Horn, who's not naked. Victoria Keelan also clothed, and Kara Schillen all wrapped up in her blanket there in the studio because it's cold on the East Coast. Jennifer, it's raining on the West Coast. When we flew out of L.A. yesterday afternoon, it was really kind of interesting because I haven't been in a had a bumpy ride for a long time. It was pretty bumpy because that air was so heavy, and there's a lot of rain all this week, right, in Los Angeles, pretty much all week long.
Yeah, through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Wintertime brings rain to California. All right, so Jennifer is here. Victoria is here as usual. Kara is here. We're all here. Jennifer, we're waiting with bated breath to figure out what it is that you have on your mind that a lot of other people have on their minds.
Well, do you want to know about Clemson's trip to the White House, or do you want to know about living longer?
The team.
Gentleman's choice. Uh-huh.
The team. That's a big win for them, right? It was a big win, and then this is a big win. Yes?
All right. We'll talk about the White House. We'll talk about the Clemson. Yes, they went to the White House on Monday to commemorate their win over Alabama in the national championship, and they celebrated in kind of a unique way. It was the Tigers' second trip to the White House in 3 years. But this time around, they were not necessarily served the finest cuisine, more the quickest cuisine. Donald Trump said earlier on Monday that he himself was prepping a smorgasbord of fast food for the champ, saying, "I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and maybe some pizza." And actually, the buffet turned out pretty well. You can see pictures of it online. It even included some healthy salad options because, of course, these people are athletes, you know. He said that this was a decision, President Trump said, that he brought in everything that I like, that you like, and I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you could have that's better than that. So he brought in Wendy's hamburgers, he brought in Big Macs, he had pizza, he had, it looks like chicken and dipping sauces and salads, all set up. One of the reasons that the president went with fast food, first of all, is that he loves fast food. We saw this documented along the campaign trail. He loves fast food. But he said he brought it in because a lot of his staff members have been furloughed because of the government shutdown. And he said, what can we do? So at his own expense, on his own dime, he sent out the world's biggest fast food order to feed all of these kids.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what happened? Where was the staff? Where is the chef? So they're all on furlough, are they? So who's cooking?
Much of the resident staff at the White House is furloughed, so the president personally paid for the event to be catered with everybody's favorite fast food. So there you go.
Got it.
Or his favorite fast food.
Or his.
His favorite.
I don't know, but you know, think about this. If you're a kid, if you're a college kid, you're Clemson, I don't care if you're an athlete or not.
The calories.
If you walk into the White House and you see, and this is what the images are, this big, beautiful long table with these big gold, like, candelabras, everything so fancy, and then they have a bunch of Big Macs sitting on a silver tray. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cute.
Speaking of things you can see, it was very nice. Posted a number of pictures from the concert that I went to on Monday night, the Aretha concert, I'm sorry, Sunday night, and a lot of interesting responses to that and to the to what's going on in Los Angeles. I thought it was kind of nice. I forget that people pay attention to that.
The LA Times did a review on the concert, that Aretha Franklin concert. They called it wobbly.
Wobbly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you that I thought that the best part, and I even posted that on the Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you see several pictures that I took of the concert. The meaningful content, I said, was the playback of the Aretha concerts and performances in her life. I didn't get much out of the concert itself. I liked Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson. And I like what Smokey Robinson had to say, but I thought the rest of Celine Dion was okay. But the rest of it was just a bunch of young kids screaming, trying to sound like Aretha, that were awful.
So the wobbly is probably as good, that as positive a word as you can come out of it. But they, it sounds like they agreed with me for the most part. Speaking also of fast food, here's a tribute to a lady named Dorothy Bale, who is going to be 95 years old. She'll celebrate the day enjoying an Arby's sandwich, a Reuben with extra sauerkraut. A lot of people love, I don't know, people that age who are eating that kind of stuff. But Dorothy's story is that she works at an Arby's. She's 95, and she's still working. She's been employed at her local Arby's for 25 years. So that means she started when she was 70. Wow. Holiday, Utah, is where she is. She retired from her other job at 69, went right to work for Arby's. General manager there says she's one of my most important staff members. When she's not here, our customers miss her. And when she is here, they wait in line for her to help them, even if it takes longer. When her husband passed away, she looked back toward employment for comfort and normalcy, so she walked into the Arby's store and started a new job in the same week. She says, quote, I've been blessed with good health all these years. I don't know what I'd do if I retired. I don't like to stay at home. So how's that for?
I think that's the key to keep going. Is just to actually keep going.
I said that to somebody, I'm trying to remember yesterday who I was talking to about this very thing, keeping yourself focused, keep yourself going, keep yourself working. It's the key. It really is. Keeping your mind sharp, your body going. That's how, if you want to live, if you don't want to live long, then you know, quit at some silly young age and don't do anything and you'll be done. See you later. But Dorothy Bale, she's got the story. 14 after the hour here on the place where we live for the stories. This is the DJB program. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember. It's now available in stores everywhere. 16 after the hour on the DJV program. One of the things, this is a highlight of understanding how inveigled the Chinese are into our economy, into our government, into our businesses. The MBTA, which is the transportation focal point of the company, or not company, but public entity that runs all the mass transit in and around the Boston area, bought 152 new trolley cars for what they call, they have the orange line, the blue line, the green line, same as other cities, they have different colors for different lines, the purple line. They bought 152 cars from a Chinese company, and now, because the cars have all been delivered, but they can't put them into operation because their signal system operation doesn't work with the Boston Transit System signal working. So if they put the cars on the tracks at the moment, they wouldn't stop and they wouldn't start because they don't read most of, whether you know this or not, all these cars in the major cities are run by what they call the electricity in the third rail. The third rail has the power. The other two rails keep the wheels on track. And so they have made these cars, spent a couple of billion dollars buying them and putting them in. And nobody thought on either side, apparently, when they designed them, to make sure that they would operate with a system that's in place. Now, whether that's a baddie on the MBTA or on the Chinese, but, you know, one of the things cited by one of the local officials was the problem with language. The Chinese people who are operating the company, you would think with all the trade that we do back and forth with the Chinese that they would understand English, and I guess on the other side, we'd understand Chinese. But apparently nobody at the MBTA understands Chinese, and so it's laughable, kind of, but it does show you how, and I wonder how many other cities have had the same problem. New York, they just bought a whole bunch of new cars for the subway. Chicago, the same thing. The cars that were in the new on the Expo line in L.A., those were made in Sweden, I think. Don't we have anybody in America that makes these things?
Apparently not.
I mean, think about it. What kind of the other side of that coin, to extend this conversation a little bit, what kind of fabulous opportunities are there for an American company or a couple of companies like Boeing to get into this field or whatever other we have, Fruhoff, and you got Freightliner, the big truck companies and bus companies. Why aren't they in this business? Why aren't they competing, making bids? This is lowest common bid, and that's why the Chinese get it, because they always undercut everybody. So they get the American money. They build the cars, and they send them over here, and they're just sitting. All these 152 cars are just sitting because nobody knows how to yet make them operational. I'm sure they will sooner or later, but at what expense? And the older cars, some of these cars are 35, 40, 45 years old. They want to get them off out of service, off the tracks, and put the new ones on. Now, what is that? Doesn't that make you wonder?
Don't they come with a manual?
Yeah.
I'm just asking because I just got a hairdryer that has, it had so many different languages that it took me forever just to find the little English one. So
I even get that in my insurance policy mail is in Chinese and Arabic and, hey, all right, 21 after the hour, food for thought, DJV on the air.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's 24 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying some of the music from that new Michael Jackson documentary. We may enjoy the music of this documentary. It's on Lifetime, the series. R. Kelly series. A lot of focus on that in the entertainment sector. Sundance announcing Leaving Neverland. The film is supposed to examine the accusations of sexual abuse Michael Jackson faced during his later years. And per the synopsis anyway, it'll document the power of celebrity that allowed a revered figure to infiltrate the lives of star-struck children and their parents. What is this? Is this garbage or is this... Has this got some merit to it?
We don't know yet. But look at what surviving R. Kelly did. There are actually police investigations and possible arrest warrants. So, I don't know. Jackson's dead, so.
Yeah, I guess there are two boys who accused him when they were younger, and now they're men.
So they were 7 and 10 at the time.
Yeah, they still are saying that he, I guess, assaulted or abused them. But he went to trial and was found innocent.
Not guilty.
So it's...
Right.
I don't know. And, you know, if I never have to...
How can he be tried? Well,
the estate
tried.
Pay out
I don't know.
The statement from the estate said, quote, "This is yet another lurid production and an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson." You know, I don't know that I... based on the ABC special that was on last week, that regurgitated all the stuff from Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton that added nothing, not one single shred of new information and new evidence. It was just the same crap rehashed for ratings. That's all it is. And I can't help it. I was never a really big Michael Jackson fan. I like the Jackson 5. But having said that, this sort of thing, where because he was different, and I don't know whether he did or he didn't, frankly, but the focus wasn't on whether he did or he didn't. It was just that he was different. People who are different, who don't fit in, and I tell you, I have suffered from it. I don't know if suffered is the right word, but I certainly have experienced these things all my life because I'm different. And so, well, you know, does that mean I'm a bad guy because I'm different? No, it just means I'm different. That's all. We all are different in some way, shape, or form. But in this circumstance, this is bullcrap, I think. Television is suspect all the time for doing this sort of thing.
just to get numbers ready. Okay, I'm going to go see what Michael Jackson did. There's no proof anywhere. It's just all conjecture and bunkum.
I don't think there is proof, but, you know, we don't know what's contained in this film. But it is interesting that in the years since Michael Jackson has passed, that Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman, who were both young and very close with Michael Jackson at the time, they both have come out and said that he never did anything wrong. And Corey Feldman, actually, when he was talking about the Hollywood pedophile ring and how so many young child stars are passed around through Hollywood executives and it's a horrible thing, and he said, you know, everybody was so focused on Michael Jackson, they wouldn't even look at what was actually happening
going on
in Hollywood. So I don't know that there's a whole lot to it, but I don't know.
All right.
I'd say that it's unusual that Michael Jackson liked to hang out with kids more than adults, but that doesn't necessarily mean he crossed that line into predator, I guess.
Right. I think he was a child.
The Beach Life Festival, which is L.A.'s first ever coastal music festival, taking place in May, Jennifer, at the Seaside Lagoon down in Redondo Beach. That'd be interesting. Headliners Brian Wilson, Grateful Dead veteran Bob Weir, and Willie Nelson. They'll be joined on the bill by Ziggy Marley and Steel Pulse, Grace Potter, some other people. The festival featuring an innovative 50-seat pop-up restaurant on the main stage with reservations starting at $150. I actually might want
to.
That would
love
be kind of
cool.
Fun to take that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'd do that. You could take me to that. I'd be okay.
Redondo is kind of an interesting. It's south of south of L.A., south of Manhattan Beach. Yeah, Redondo. That's something.
It's kind of cool to have a hockey player live in Southern California.
But it's 28 on the stage.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. 28 past the hour.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hear from President Trump's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States. One of the things Barr said was that he's a fan of Robert Mueller.
I have known Bob Mueller for 30 years. We worked closely together throughout my previous tenure at the Department of Justice. We've been friends since. And I have the utmost respect for Bob and his distinguished record of public service.
Also going on in Washington, Republicans sat down and had lunch with the president. Democrats were invited but said thanks but no thanks, to which Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says,
this was supposed to be a bipartisan lunch, but not a single Democrat offered to come here and negotiate how we end this partial shutdown.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow rose 156 points to close at 24,066. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Four after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV gang, the posse, the show, the environment, and joining me on the dais here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Matter of fact, Victoria is going to take over, take charge, take command with her rendition of the big story of the hour.
Well, a name in the news that we will probably be hearing more from is Billy Bush. We haven't heard from him in about 2 years now. So he is in the middle of negotiations to come back to television. And apparently he, of course, this is, you know, his career pretty much ended almost immediately after that leaked conversation with Donald Trump when he was running for president. And so after the audio tapes were released, he lost his job at Access Hollywood. Now he is in talks to return as a host on Extra. And Extra is actually making a move from NBC to Fox. And that's probably why there's an opening maybe for him at Fox, because at NBC, I think once he got fired, there's probably some language in there that he's not maybe allowed back or a certain amount of time. So he has reportedly had recent talks with multiple executives at the show, and he is discussing the possibility of joining the team. Now, other reports
reports say that he's actually met with other high-level executives and entertainment shows on different networks, so it's not a done deal yet that he'll return on Fox, but it looks like that might be the front runner right now. So we'll be seeing him on Extra. Really, the last time anyone has really seen him in public was at George H.W.'s funeral. He was there with his family. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the last time and maybe the first time that
people have seen him. And he's divorced now, too.
Is he? Yeah.
Who is he married to? Somebody visible?
No, but they had been married 20-something years, I think.
Yeah.
And that kind of fell apart in the aftermath of the tape.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, can you give us a little, and I don't apologize because we all recognize that you're closer to things that come into the focus that are on the right. This white supremacist, Steve King of Iowa, a member of Congress, I saw him on television the other morning trying to apologize or somehow or other cover over whatever the accusations are against him. What is the story? What's
make
the
sure
true
you're not,
story?
You want to make sure that you're not confusing him with Peter King, who is from New York.
New York
Peter King
City.
Is all over, all over television all the time.
Peter King
Steve
is a
King.
Big blowhard. Yeah, it's no really.
Okay. Well, whatever you think blowhard. Of him, he's on TV a lot more. But Steve King is a Republican from Iowa, and the story is that he was stripped of his committee assignments after Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority leader in the House for Republicans, promised that there would be punishment for this person after bipartisan condemnation of what he said, comments that a lot of people say fuel white supremacy and white nationalism. Kevin McCarthy said, "We will not tolerate the type of language in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party as well. I watched what Steve King said, and we took action." So he's been stripped of his committee assignments. He was under fire from both parties after he made some racially charged remarks in a New York Times interview, which was published last week. Now, he says that his statement was completely mischaracterized, and he blasted Kevin McCarthy for what he said was, quote, a political decision that ignores the truth. According to his own website, King sat on the Judiciary, the Agriculture, and the Small Business Committees. He has denied everything online. He's denied everything in front of every camera he can find. In his statement, he insisted that the use of that language was referring only to Western civilization and not to previously stated evil ideology, all of which he says he has denounced. So the statement: white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Why did I sit in a class teaching me about the merits of our history and our civilization? He said basically, my record as a vocal advocate for Western civilization is nearly as full as my record in defense of freedom of speech. He's going to continue to point out the truth, but a lot of people are saying that his comments are not what's needed right now in politics. And so
did I see something about a recall for him in Iowa? Was that aimed at him or somebody else?
I don't know that they've started recalling him yet. I haven't heard anything about that.
All right. Here's a story that I would rather... the only reason that I want to spend a moment or two on this information is because there's sort of a warning and sort of a head scratcher. How do parents not know what their young children are doing? Youngster in Newport, New Hampshire, was found dead outside her home, right by the front door. Apparently, she got out of the house, was just in her nightgown, and couldn't get back into the house. And so she froze to death outside, 8 degrees below zero at the home. I don't know, you know, you wonder sometimes, how did the child get out of the house? And the family says they're still trying to figure out what happened. They don't know how she got out. But today that people pay less attention. I was trying to think about something, if I could remember anything like this happening when I was a child. Do I remember a situation, even my, and I'm making it a focus on me in my life. Was there a time when I could remember just going out of the house or doing something where my parents didn't know what I was doing? And yeah, most of the time my parents didn't know what I was doing.
I think kids are smarter than people give them credit for too, and they know how to open doors and they know how to get out of places. I mean, my sister, this was before I was born, but she was maybe two, And she got out of the house naked and started walking down the street. And thank God there was a neighbor who was able to. And, you know, my parents only lost track of her for 30 seconds, but it was enough time for her to get outside. And just had she gone further down the road, you know, kids are just curious. And it's terrible when it ends in something like this. And thank God it didn't happen to my sister. But I don't know. Kids get lost in stores all the time. It's just they wander around.
Well, the other day when Brendan and I had Miles, we were at the farmer's market. And we were talking to each other, and Miles was there eating a croissant. Next thing I turned around and said, "Where's Miles?" And he'd walked up the street to go look in a storefront. he's like gone in a flash.
He's mobile. He's four now, so.
Oh, yeah. And he's very curious, though. He's looking at everything.
Of course. And I think Kara's right. Kids are smarter than people think. And, you know, that not to pile on to a story like this, but a story that's making headlines in Florida, those three little kids, I don't know if you saw this, Doug, they climbed into an unplugged chest freezer outside. They were playing. The lid slammed on them, and all three of them suffocated and died.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that.
They were two girls, ages one. 1 year old and four and a 6 year old boy. So a woman who I guess was with the children watching them lost track or she went inside to use the bathroom. She left a 1 year old outside and a 4 year old and a 6 year old. And when she came back, she couldn't find the kids, called 911. And then eventually they found that they had gotten into the freezer. They were playing and that was it.
Didn't I see a story of some child falling into a well someplace? Did I see that in the last 24 hours? Or so
I don't know. It's possible.
Child someplace fell into a well. I don't think it was in America. I think it was somewhere in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. It just, but these things happen. And, here it is. 2-year-old toddler who falls into a well in Spain. So how do, you know, you look at those things and think, but you're right. The children, very curious. That's their nature. And they don't know about boundaries. They're 2, 3, 4 years old. Miles knows enough not to go in the street and things, but he's very curious, and he'll be gone in a flash. You know, keep your eye. But he'll look. He'll turn around and look. He doesn't want to get far enough away so that he's away. He's conscious of being tethered in a way, and he'll turn around and look to see if you're watching or where you are. And if he gets far enough away, he'll come back. But I've noticed that when I bring him to the playgrounds and stuff, he'll go off on his own to meet a young somebody to play with, and then he'll turn around and look and make sure you're watching so you know where he is. Jennifer, a few moments, please, on PG&E. The wildfires have caused Pacific Gas and Electric. They were at fault for sparking the wildfires in California. This year, last year, or not this year, but the one last year, the one before, the company is filing for bankruptcy. We talked about this when they first went in to see Jerry Brown and said, you know, we're going to go bankrupt if all these cases against us that are filed come to fruition. And so now they are, they're being held responsible as they ought to be held responsible.
But
so now they wiggle out of it.
This is exactly it. This is not good news because they've already filed their, I think you have to give like 11-day notice if you're going to file for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That happened on Monday, and the CEO stepped down on Sunday of PG&E, and so there's no doubt that it's going to file for bankruptcy, and they say it's the potential liability from the wildfires. Well, what happens then? So all the people in Paradise, California, who were affected by the campfire, all the people in Sonoma who were affected by that fire are now not going to be able to collect any money, any payout from something that resulted from failing infrastructure from PG&E. It's a cop-out. And I think really, and I said it right after he was sworn in, this is going to be the first test for Gavin Newsom, who's our new governor. He's going to have to do something to try to make this right. He's going to have to do something to deal with the wildfire problem in California. And that may tweak off some of his environmentalist friends. It may tweak some people in his own party. But he's going to have to help the victims because the result of PG&E, the fires that have come as a result of PG&E, are more than just what you hear about on television.
There are fires that break out all the time that are contained, but that are still sparking because of their failing infrastructure. So the governor has told reporters now that he's going to look into the possibility of helping PG&E stay solvent. Well, that's what Governor Brown did. Governor Brown, our previous governor, made a deal with them saying, look, we'll cap the amount of money that you can pay out to victims of these fires so that it becomes a business move.
How do these people make these decisions? Governors just say, oh, we'll take care of it? Who the hell are they
to
be able to
get
away with that? Yeah. Well, is the private entities that are, so is it because they are private entities and they're for profit, they have to change the way they operate so that there's a different focus on how these things are run? So that the public is protected? That's a question that will probably come up and surface as it ought to. 47 after the hour.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy, but that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. So if you're ready to commit the time and effort, it will be worth it. Learn for yourself why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text RETURN to 79645.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Like doctors, good ones, and they're all around us, at least on this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now with his overview of something that a lot of people are talking about, but I'm not sure anybody knows how 2 and 2 makes 4, if you will. We all know junk food is bad for your health, Jack.
Yes.
And regular consumption of fast food is linked to lots of different problems. You gain a lot of weight. The story of the president having the football team coming to the White House, and he served them Wendy's and McDonald's.
That was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny, yeah. But anyway, the fast food risk, something that you've looked into, and what happens if you're eating this as a constant diet. Yet one more reason not to be focused so much on fast food.
Well, remember, most of the fast food is not only served fast, and I guess that's where the moniker comes from, but also
cook fast.
These things are more than half of the weight content, very simple carbohydrates. Very simple carbohydrates, as soon as they hit the digestive system, just break right down into sugar, into the bloodstream very quickly. As soon as that happens, insulin goes up. As soon as the insulin goes up, and we always think of the relationship between blood sugar and insulin. We need insulin to bring the sugar level of the blood down by getting the sugar into the cells.
Yep.
But the number one job of insulin is not that. The number one job of insulin is fat storage. And any time the insulin goes up and stays up, you are going to be storing fat. So this 350,000 population study of men and women that were done all over the UK, and it was published at the University of Hong Kong as well as Oxford in England, showed that people who live near fast food restaurants have a higher incidence of type 2 diabetes than people who do not live near fast food restaurants.
Does living near mean that they're more likely to go there?
Sure.
Or is it just they're breathing what's in the air? How do we distinguish what the reality is?
If you live 2 miles from a fast food restaurant, as opposed to somebody who lived 25 miles away from a fast food restaurant, and there was this, oh, gosh, I didn't get anything prepared for dinner, and I might as well just stop by there and pick up a bunch of hamburgers and fries. Mm-hmm. That kind of impulsive thinking is part of what was behind the study, that people, rather than making time and preparation ahead of time to put some decent meals on the table, more often than not, when time is an element, we'll just go to a fast food place. And if it's close by, of course, it's much more convenient than someone who lived 25 miles away from a fast food restaurant.
Right. So the food itself, proximity is one thing. Makes sense, the story you just said. Now, the amount of this food that you eat, I'm just sort of surprised, not only here in our country, but around the world, how the fast food revolution has taken hold, and people in general just not eating at home. And I thought it was an American thing, but you travel around the world, and there are, you go through London, and in these neighborhoods, some of the closer in neighborhoods, when you get to commercial mixed used area, they're all restaurants. Nando's Chicken, for example, every corner, they haven't come to America yet, but they're on every corner in England. And the Indian restaurants, there's fast food Indian restaurants all over the place there.
Yes.
Good God.
Well, so, I remember when Mary and I were, we took a trip to, I think it was back in 2008, well, it was over 10 years ago, to Egypt.
Yeah.
And we were just shocked when we were standing there in front of the Sphinx in Egypt. And right across the street was a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Next door to each other.
Remember I said when I went into the Great Wall of China, you drive into the parking lot, first thing you see is a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
All right, so there's an interesting bit of food for thought. Here's something else. If you would like to experience perfect health in 2019, may I send you to Life Change Tea? It helps you lose weight, helps you maintain perfect health because it cleans out, it cleans your gut. And we all know, Jack will be the first to tell you, gut health is the number one way for you to keep your overall health. Life Change Tea available only by going to getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea. Cleanse all those parasites, bad things out of your intestines and out of your stomach. Lose it. Get rid of it. Life Change Tea, all natural, made in the USA, at getthetea.com. Use the DJV code and you get it shipped free. That's getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea. Yummy, good for your tummy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.